Hello, Property Nomads. Hope you're doing well. It might seem like we've been picking on Scotland recently, and that trend is going to continue with this episode because the geniuses up there have possibly put forward a plan which means that landlords could be banned from rent hikes under the SNP clampdown. This would also give tenants the legal right to keep pets and redecorate their rented homes. So we've got three things to attack here. I won't get on my political high horse straight away, but let's look at the issue of giving tenants the legal right to keep pets and redecorate their rented homes. I don't have a problem with this, to be perfectly honest. I will point out this at the moment, this plan is applicable only to Scotland. There's nothing that I'm aware of that impacts Wales or England with what I'm just about to discuss. So we're focusing again on Scotland. So looking at tenants and their legal right to keep pets and redecorate rented homes, as a landlord, I don't really have an issue with that, to be perfectly honest, because you can always then redo the tenancy agreement. So, for example, we've got tenancy agreements in place where we give permission for tenants to keep pets and to also, you know, redecorate if they see fit. But they're done on the condition that before they leave, that property is subject to an inspection. And if the redecoration they've done is acceptable, then it can be kept. If not, then they're under obligation to put the property back to how it was. So let's just say you've got a beige wall and someone decides to paint it elephant grey, because that seems to still be popular at the moment. And then lettings agents goes round, they confirm that actually, yeah, the elephant grey looks fine. That's okay for the next tenant, then not a problem. If the lettings agent thinks actually, no, it needs to be put back, then again, in the tenancy agreement, you can put, you know, the tenant would have to put the wall back to the original colour. With pets, similar thing. We don't have an issue ourselves with tenants that have pets. Again, the condition is as long as if there's any damage that's caused by the pet, that should be replaced by the tenant. And also if things like pest control have to be called out for whatever reason, again, that has to be covered by the tenant. That's not landlord responsibility. We found that out the hard way in the very early days of renting properties. So we have those things now in our tenancy agreements. And in all fairness, if you have a tenant and they want to keep a pet, let's just say it's a cat or a dog, for argument's sake, then, you know, that's okay. I think there's a study or something out there that is proven that tenants that have pets normally stay in homes longer, which from a landlord's point of view is very good, because if that rent keeps rolling in, that's fine. And if the tenant is looking after the property, also that is good news as well. So the SNP clampdown, which would give tenants the legal right to keep pets and redecorate their rented homes, my opinion on that's absolutely fine. As long as you as a landlord then have something in your tenancy agreement that covers those two things, i.e. if there are additional costs accrued, then it's a tenant responsibility, not the landlord responsibility. Not a problem with that at all. Hands up, that is absolutely fine. And you could tell by the tone of my voice that I'm building up to have a little bit of a bash here at the SNP. So landlords could then be banned from rent hikes under the clampdown. Now, this is absolutely crazy because government intervention and price controls don't work. It doesn't have to be 2024 for me to tell you that. Or you've got to look at, even go back to Diocletian's famous, you know, edict of prices back in the old Roman times. Price controls do not work. Government intervention with regards to price controls do not work. We've seen that recently where there was a rent cap in the private sector in Scotland. I think it was capped at 3% a year. That finished on the 31st of March, or I believe around March 2024. And look what happened. Because the market had been simmering or been bubbling under the surface, the minute the lid was lifted, boom, happy days, rents are flying high, going right up because landlords are reacting to the demand. Demand for rental property is very, very high. It will continue to be very high, probably in our lifetimes, because there's not enough supply. There's not enough supply for multiple reasons, but in a nutshell, putting a lid on that, as in putting the lid on the rent controls, it means the minute the foot's taken off the gas, boom, it all explodes. And this is why you're reading stories, seeing stories about landlords increasing rent by 10, 15, 20%. They're just getting a fair rate from the market. And of course, I will take the landlord's side on that, as long as the properties are in good nick. Yeah, there are always unscrupulous people out there. Now, you would have thought with that backlash, but the SNP would look at that and go, well, hang on a minute, hands up. Not quite sure this is working, lads, that maybe this isn't a good idea. But no, of course, politicians being politicians, and because they need to be seen to do something, and no one seems to have an interest in history or price edicts or price controls or anything like that, they just keep spinning the hamster wheel, and they've come up with this genius idea that landlords could be banned from rent hikes under this SNP clampdown. And again, two things on that. Number one, it won't work. Number two, what would happen to social landlords? So the government council properties, what would happen there? Would government be able to have rent increases, or do they fall under the same banner? It's not very clear at the time of recording this. So not very good news if you're in Scotland. Again, just to summarize that, what the SNP are looking to do with some new legislation is they're looking to possibly ban landlords from hiking rents, and they're also looking at giving tenants the legal right to keep pets in their rented properties and also redecorate their rented properties as well. I personally don't have an issue with the keeping of pets and the redecorating of homes, purely because you can offset that with an up-to-date tenancy agreement that then puts responsibility onto the tenant, not the landlord. That way, it seems fair from the outside looking in. What I do have a problem is with landlords possibly being banned from rent hikes, and I'm attacking that from a generic economics point of view by saying that Scotland has just gone through this where it's proven that it's not worked, because the minute they've taken the lid off, rents have spiked, but no one seems to be paying attention that side of the border. And if they bring it in, it will be utter carnage as and when it is removed, if of course it is ever removed. So not very good news if you're north of the border, and maybe something will come in into force in England and Wales at a later point. It's possible this might not even be bought in. They're just proposed plans. But yeah, the landlord side, not very good. The pets and redecoration, yeah, not bad. We can work with that. Absolutely fine. Let's see what happens. Too many politicians, people not learning their lessons. I would urge, if you haven't, or if you didn't know about Diocletian's Edicts of Prices, go and Google it, Wikipedia it, whatever you want to do. It's quite an interesting thing, but it does go to show that this sort of stuff doesn't work. It hasn't worked before. It's not going to work now. Let the free market do what a free market needs to do. Thanks for listening. If we could ask two small favors from you. Number one, please do subscribe to the podcast, and like and share with as many people as you can. Also, head over to our YouTube channel, Property Nomads. We have different content on there. The YouTube channel is growing very nicely. And again, that's all thanks to you for liking, subscribing, and sharing with your peers. Thank you very much. See you in the next episode.